I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh.
How about Wichita linemen?
We're here on the TexasSunny.com mortgage show with people who have no radio etiquette.
That's me.
This is the TexasLending.com mortgage show. I'm Kevin Miller. We're here with Tress Collins, Bubba Alexander. Not pointing fingers, but pointing fingers.
Pointing fingers.
Bubba. We are here to share with you the glory of the mortgage world. If you're tuning in for the first time, we are TexasHoney.com. We've been around for 20 years here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Doing home loans through the thick and the thin. This is the thick.
This is the thick.
We are going through the thick right now. And if you're just tuning in for the first time or you're tuning in for the first time this week, well, that's a good thing because it's only a one day a week show. So
yeah,
want to make sure that you're only listening one day a week for the TexasLending.com mortgage show every Saturday. Tress Collins.
Kevin Miller.
We are going to prove that Tress Collins is not a member of the mortgage industry and not a member of the mortgage company. She is a member of the radio show TexasLending.com team who knows nothing about mortgages.
Not nothing. I've learned some things along the way.
Yeah. All right.
So
then Tress.
Yes.
Update us on the mortgage business.
Yeah, well, you know, we're in the thick of it right now.
Is that all you know?
That's not all I know, but as far as status goes, that's
thick.
What I know. Well, like I know for a VA loan and
you're just making stuff up.
No. Wait.
You can't just say acronyms.
Okay.
That does not make. Go ahead.
Wait, you say acronyms all the time.
Yeah.
Why can't I?
You're just throwing them out willy nilly.
Willy has nothing to do with this. First.
Well,
of
then
all.
Let's talk. Okay.
I've learned stuff along the way, but I don't keep on the up and up of the current status of the mortgage world because that's your job.
Well, here's the deal.
You wouldn't want me to take your job, would you?
We have already wasted 3 minutes of everyone's precious time, not sharing with them. What has happened this week in the mortgage world?
I blame you.
This is hopefully going to be a very educative show. Educational.
There you go.
Education-wise.
Educative.
This show is going to share the things that is happening in the mortgage world for you. And you need to know because
things are happening.
A lot of things have happened. You know, we have people don't really know what's happening. Okay. They think they know what's happening, but people really don't know what's happening. I'm going to try to bring them up to speed a little bit what's happening so you can prepare for the future. Yes, Tress, right? Tress is raising your hand, everybody. So you, Tress, gets to go first. Go ahead.
I admit that I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
I don't feign to know what's happening. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't know what's happening either. Well, all I know is I'm
not in the mortgage
I'm glued
world.
To the phone 24 hours a day.
Well, listen, if you want to get a text in, Tress will read your question. We'll answer it for you. It's 877-881-1053. Why would you ask a question today at 8? Oh, sorry, that's not the number.
That's not the number.
That's the old number. That
See,
is the old
you
number.
You don't know either.
You know what? We had a birthday celebration last night for people in the company. And you know what? It went a little longer than some certain parties go. So 972-387-4600. That's the text okay. line.
It was Kevin's birthday.
972-387-4600.
Oh, happy belated birthday. Your birthday's in January, isn't it?
No. That's your other boyfriend. No. Okay.
It was 2 days ago.
Happy birthday.
Well, you know what? That's not what we're here about. We haven't even got to the crux of the situation.
Is there a crux?
There is a crux, Tress.
Oh. Okay. Okay. All right.
Mortgage rates this year hit all-time mortgage lows.
Yes.
They have never been lower than they are right now. They are nearly a half a percent lower than they were in 2013. Nearly. Mm. If you are listening to this show, or if you've been watching the news lately, you've seen the stock market plunging and then rising, then plunging. And you heard the Federal Reserve drop the overnight rate this week. All this is happening. Meanwhile, mortgage rates have hit all-time lows, and they would actually be lower, but they can't be lower because the mortgage industry can't handle the business.
Mm.
Now, there was a day in time. There was a day in time when mortgage companies could staff up very quickly to manage a refinance boom. But then along came regulations, and regulations make it so that, you know, you might have to take 6 months to a year to become a loan officer. You might have to take about 2 years of educating yourself and getting the experience in the mortgage business to become a processor, and probably 4 or 5 years to become an underwriter. Okay, it takes that long to get up to speed. Well, what has happened is the mortgage industry has quadrupled this week.
This week?
In 1 week. In the 1 week, the mortgage industry has quadrupled business. And the industry still has the same number of people. And so it is providing cracks in the infrastructure of the mortgage world and the regulations that are going to cause major disruptions in the mortgage world and your world if you're trying to get a mortgage right now. If you're trying to refinance, you need to stay tuned. Mortgage, we've seen, it doesn't mean it's going to continue this way, 15-year rates getting locked at 2.25. We have seen. We have the lowest rates in Texas, though. You know, not everyone does. And so we've seen 30 years getting locked at 2.75. I was reading this morning that Freddie Mac reported that the 30 years at 3.25. Ours is at 2.75. Okay, that's where ours was this week for the best situation loan. The $350,000 loan with 25-30% equity with 740 credit scores, and they're going to pay an origination fee or something like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, people's rates are a little bit higher. People are getting home equity cash out refinances at 3.25 for cash out refinances for some people. Now, that's not everybody. Some people might be at 3.5. But you're paying 24% on your credit cards, and you can get them refinanced to 3.5 or 3.25. You know, it's almost a – it's an right now, with the mortgage rates that are being quoted, the tax bill on your house is much higher than your interest you're paying on your mortgage.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know? And so
– take that to the bank.
Yeah. Well, listen, Tress – mortgage business has quadrupled this week. We have heard stories that some mortgage companies have sent their loan officers home because they can't take any more business. There is infrastructure in the mortgage world that is required for the mortgage world to work. You see, when business quadruples, lenders need to have 4 times as much credit lines to be able to fund the loans. Well, to get the credit lines, they need to have capital. And all of a sudden, the business has quadrupled, and they can't lock the loans because the capital isn't there. We've seen this before. If you're tuning in and you're trying to get a cashback refinance, or even a home purchase, your home purchase might now get delayed by 2 weeks to a month. Because there's still the same number of appraisers in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't get 4 times the appraisers because they need to be licensed due to regulation, and they need to take years of experience as an apprentice. You have 4 times, it could be 7 times as much. Every single person in the country can nearly refinance right now. Every single person can nearly refinance. So every single home loan out there, if they go down any more, everyone, but the problem is there's the same number of appraisers. There's the same number of credit lines.
It's the same number of underwriters.
And same number of underwriters and processors.
So there's a traffic jam happening.
There's a traffic jam.
It's fixing to happen.
And this traffic jam, if you're tuning in and you're trying to get a refinance done, there are some of you who are less on the smart side than other people are. You're all smart. Some of you are less on the smart side than other people.
Is that tactful?
Some of you will take 2 more weeks to think about trying to get an eighth lower from 2.5 to 2.375 in your mortgage.
Oh.
Meanwhile, you're paying 2.7 on your tax bill, and you're not going to the tax appraiser and arguing that to get an eighth better on that.
Gotcha.
Insurance.
So your insurance, you're paying 1% of your home value on a $400,000 loan. You owe $150,000 in your house. You're paying more on your insurance and you are an interest on your mortgage with these new rates. But here's the deal. If you wait another 5 days, you might wait another 5 months to close your home loan because appraisers are now backed up for 2 weeks. So if you're trying to buy a house and you thought you're going to get your appraisal done and close, you might be waiting 2 weeks to a month past your closing date. How about that one? And not only that, it's going to get worse. You're going to see your banks, folks, your banks, your Chase Wells, the other ones of the world.
Ones.
They're going to take 6 months to 9 months to close your home loan.
It's a long time.
And you're going to be sitting there waiting 6 to 9 months for your bank because they have to refinance all of their portfolio. Why is TexasLending.com awesome? We sold our portfolio a year ago. We don't got to refinance all. We're going to refinance your bank loan for you, and you're not going to take 6 to 9 months to get it done.
Dum, bum, bum.
And we're local right here at old DFW here to help you out.
We're sitting pretty on the cat.
We are. That's not the only thing. Tress, there's so much to talk about today. We want to take people's questions to see if it's time for you to refinance with TexasLending.com. If you're going to do it, you need to get everything going now. We haven't even got down to the real thick of the things because the appraisal thing is going to be a big deal. I'm going to share with you what I think is going to need to happen in the industry so that the mortgage world does not collapse. And it can collapse on its own weight right now. Okay? There's going to be some collapsing going on within the next 10 days. If the birdies that I'm hearing chirping to me, there are going to be some big corporations going down because of this.
When you wake up in the morning and you step outside, you have little birdies that come and chirp to you about the mortgage world?
In his backyard. I've seen them. Yeah.
972-387-4600. That's a text line. Can you refinance? Is it time for you to refinance? How much can you save? 972-387-4600. That's the line. You text us. We'll answer your question. Tress will ask it. We'll answer it. Tell us how much you owe. Tell us your current interest rate. Tell us your credit score. We'll let you know what kind of rate you might be able to get on your new mortgage. Mm-hmm. If you want to get cash out, tell us what your home value is worth, how much you owe, what your interest rate is, what your credit score is. We'll tell you how much cash you can get out. If you're trying to buy a home, this is the big deal. Tress, this appraiser thing is going to become a big issue.
I can see that.
Now, listen, y'all, I'm going to try to be as layman as possible so everyone can understand me. If you need to go out and lock $100 million of loans, or in our case, we could lock up to $200 to $250 million of loans this month. We could, but we're going to make sure that we're servicing everybody. We're going to make sure because of the way we're established here, we can make sure that we are answering everyone's phone call when you call. Otherwise, you're going to be in voicemail jail with your bank waiting 6 months for no service for a horrible situation. The appraiser situation. When mortgage companies lock loans, Tress, that $100 million of loans, this is going to create trillions of dollars of mortgages, what's going on right now. The longer that loan sits on the line, that costs money. When you lock a loan, there's a ticker that starts charging the mortgage company money every day. They have to close the loan as fast as they can. If the longer it takes, the more it costs them money. If loans are sitting on the line for 6 months, Tress, if they're sitting on the line for 6 months, what happens to that money? The cost of that money goes up. And when that happens, people in Wall Street start having things. There's a big word, everyone. Margin calls.
Big word.
Start wiring us money.
It's like two
start
words.
Wiring us money. Wire us more money. You need to wire us more money. You've had this on the line for a long time. You need to close your position. But there's only so many appraisers out there. And if the loans are sitting on the lines all this time, the mortgage companies are going to run out of money paying margin calls, and they're going to stop locking loans.
You know, if you had a good writer, this would make a great drama on Netflix.
Tress, this already started this week. There are brokers and dealers in New York City who take the locks, and they can only take so many locks based on how much cash they have for margin calls. They hit their limit on Thursday. The mortgage industry quadrupled this week. They can't quadruple their credit lines or their cash. Some broker-dealers in New York City have already stopped taking locks. If you're going to sit on your butt for another 2 weeks, there are still some broker-dealers who have lines. You're not going to be able to get your loan locked.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
It gets worse. Yeah. There are more situations than that are going on. There is one form of credit in the mortgage industry, Tress, that everyone needs to be thinking about. We're going to take a break here in a second, Tress, but you need to pay attention to this.
I'm paying attention.
When mortgage companies close your loan and fund it, when a mortgage company closes your loan and funds it, they fund it off of a credit line. Credit lines are not quadrupling this week. As a matter of fact, in order for a credit line, these credit lines also come from Wall Street / banks, the banks have to have a certain amount of cash on hand to be able to fund more loans. If they don't have the cash on hand, they can't fund more loans. We saw it in 2012. By the 27th of the month, the credit line said, we are no longer funding loans for the rest of the month. What if you're trying to buy a home? What if there's a builder or a seller or someone else on the line and you got to get the home sold and you're waiting 2 more weeks for the appraisal and now the credit lines are full? I got word this week from the birdies that one of the largest credit lines in the nation for mortgage lenders is going to stop funding loans on the 20th of this month.
So more demand than availability.
Now, when that happens, the loans are sitting on the line and the lenders have to start playing margin calls. And so you're going to have this crunch going on and this collapsing on its own weight mortgage world where things are going to stop. Lenders are going to stop taking loans. Credit lines are going to stop offering credit. And broker dealers who, when you try to lock the loan, those are going to stop. The funding of the loans are going to stop because they're going to run out of cash to do it. And there's only so many people. This started Monday. It's already collapsing on itself by Friday because it has quadrupled the mortgage world in a week. We have not collapsed. We called our credit lines yesterday and said, we have no issues, but the big ones do. Mm. They have issues. And so this is good for you. You're listening to the right show with a company who's got the best rates around, who's got the things necessary for you to get your home loans done. You need to call TexasLending.com. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com right now. Mortgage rates are 0.5% lower than they've ever been. You need to go and do it now. We need to take a break. When we come back, we want to start answering your questions. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Get your questions, and now we will answer them after this break on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. Wait, but wait, there's more from
Kevin. I want to hear Glenn.
Sorry.
Glenn is singing. Now Bubba's singing. You guys are destroying the song.
Texas Lending karaoke.
Yes, Larry's going
out. Thank you, Larry. He wants to hear Glenn, too.
Larry's in the booth. He's like, enough of you nonsense people.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for, nonsense.
All right.
And common sense.
We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. And listen, your horizon might have a refinance.
Yes.
I'm going to listen. I just got done telling you the mortgage world has quadrupled. Why can TexasLending.com manage its business without collapsing on its own weight?
That was my question, Dad.
Okay.
He took your question, Gary.
See? I told you.
There are several reasons. One, we have marketing on TV and radio. Some of you have heard us. Some of you might be listening to us right now. If you're not listening to us right now, then, well, I can't help you. Now, listen, Tress, some people have seen our marketing.
Yes.
We market in Dallas, Fort Worth, in Houston, and in Austin.
Okay.
But we also have our name out on Google. The Google has TexasLending.com. If you ever go online and type in home loans, we're typically number one or number two in the top of the page for nearly every single word you type in for a mortgage in Texas. But you know what, though? We don't market out in Ector County on TV and radio, right?
Because you can't get an appraiser.
In Randall County. And so, but we get business from there. Mm-hmm. And so what I have done to make you all feel at ease is I have shut down 60% of the state so that we can manage your business. The people that are hearing us on the radio, when you call, we can answer your phone call for you. Now imagine a bank with a servicing portfolio. I told you earlier, we sold our servicing portfolio, and now we can take all your business. But if you're a bank and you're trying to call your bank right now, and every single customer of that bank is calling them, they can't shut down 60% of their portfolio from calling them. They can't manage the weight. And so they can't deal with the business. And so they're going to raise their rates by about 0.5%. And you're going to take rates higher than you need to be taking than you could take with TexasLending.com. Well, our rates are already lower than theirs, and they're going to be raising their rates significantly.
And they're going to take months to close.
Now, there are big credit lines in the world. And these big credit lines, they go out to the to people that have a whole lot of money and go, look, we have a cheaper credit line than the other guys. So everyone says, we're going to sign up with you. So a majority of the industry does credit with one line in this industry, one credit line. But that credit line company may not be able to fund all their loans here in about 10 days.
Dum bum bum.
We don't sign up with that credit line company. We have local people. We're in good old Texas, and we have some good old friends. And our credit lines, I called them yesterday. They said, we're going to double your credit line, and we're not going to have any problems. So while everyone else here in about 10 days is going to get a phone call, we're not going to fund any more of your loans, it's going to cause mayhem and chaos in the mortgage industry. You need to be calling TexasLending.com because we can manage your business. So,
or like
Trash.
David Blassingame says, we are the good guys.
He's coming up next. The good guys. It goes from the hungover guys to the good guys. It's what else can you ask for? Okay, Tress.
Okay, we have a lot of questions coming in this morning. So this first one starts off with me. Good morning, ma'am. Best voice of the show.
I know. That's why she's here.
You're so good. Thank you.
She's not just a pretty face. Okay, Tress.
All right. Thank you so much. They want to know, how do I get to know how much I can get pre-approved for without appraisal of my current home that I own? They're looking for a VA loan. And they said, great RoboCop reference. You can take that to the bank. Did you know you made a RoboCop reference?
No, I did.
I'd buy that.
You did? Did you know?
Yes.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Okay. Okay. So can you still get pre-approved with this loan crisis? Can I call and give you the info? Will you tell me what my limit is so I can shop the price range?
Okay. That was so much information. Trust my head hurts. There was three texts. How many texts was that?
It's just three.
Is it a VA purchase?
You need to drink some water.
I'm just trying to read through it all. Current home.
You can do it.
Okay, VA loan. That's the great thing is we also have the best VA loans around.
Yes, we do.
VA rates around. We have the best VA rates.
You can't use acronyms.
Well, well, you know what? The VA loan is what they call it in Spanish. It's the GO loan. It's the GO loan for our Spanish speaking friends. The VA loan. Okay. So you can get pre-approved. And as a matter of fact, here's how it's going to go is, I told you there's an appraisal shortage. Appraisers are going to have, they're going to have to, and mortgage companies are going to have to give credence, and they're going to have to give priority to purchase loans. So here's what's going to, I want to answer all your questions, everybody. And you can, if I don't get to them all today, we'll get to them in a second. But the appraisal situation is going to be such that there's still the same number of appraisers for four times as much business.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to take loans, especially out in Ector County and Randall County and, you know, Panola County and Harrison County and these counties that they have to drive 60 miles to go out to get the appraisal. So there's going to be a shutdown. Mortgage companies are not going to, they're going to take 2 months to get out there for your appraisal. 2 months, 3 months. There's not enough appraisers. And then they're going to get the purchase loans done first. There are regulations right now, and Fannie Mae requires appraisals on these loans. And I'm guessing that within 6 weeks, and if this doesn't happen, loans will be sitting on lines for 6 months to 9 months to be getting these things done, unless rates go up immediately.
But this guy can get pre-approved.
They can get pre-approved, but my point is this. They're going to have to give priority to purchase loans because they have to get that contract closed. The second thing that's going to happen is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to have to get congressional approval to do electronic appraisals, right? What do they call those things, Gary?
Appraisal waiver.
Appraisal waivers on loan to values below 70%. That means if you're just trying to refinance and your home value is less than 70%, and they can do an electronic evaluation, go online, and they're going to have to give consent to do an electronic automated appraisal for a loan to values under 70% that are not cash out loans.
Wow.
Or otherwise, they're not, these people are going to run out of they're going to have margin calls. Loans are going to be sitting there forever. Their appraisers aren't going to be able to get to them. They're going to, because appraisers are going to have to do purchase loans and cash out loans, because you're going to have to get a home, especially in Texas. You're going to have to get an appraisal on a cash out loan in Texas. But they're going to, they've got to get congressional approval, or Fannie Mae can just do it themselves. Fannie and say, we're going to take appraisal waivers for low, but I think they got to get congressional approval because of regulations. So it's going to be an interesting thing. That if it doesn't happen within 6 weeks, appraisals will take 3, 4, 6 months to get done, especially if you're out in the ancillary counties.
But if he's trying to do a VA refinance, he can do an IRL and doesn't have to have appraisal.
And that's the other thing.
Boom.
If you are a veteran, you are in the catbird seat, because on a VA refinance, like Bubba just said, because I am his echo, you want me to let go of your echo, or do you want to do it yourself?
No, you're fine.
Okay. So Bubba just got that saying on a VA refinance on a stream, like, you don't require an appraisal. Your loans are going to go through like warm butter, you know, a warm knife through butter, or like
hot knife through butter,
or a cold knife through
warm butter,
hot chocolate, whatever it is. All right.
But not like a cold roll in cold butter.
Let's leave butter out.
Who wants to use cold butter on a cold roll? That's just horrible.
I know.
Like scratching your fingers against a chalkboard. Okay.
Let's move on from
that
butter.
That person can get pre-approved. Yes.
Okay.
Now we're going to start answering questions. I think I've put as much out there as I need. The rates are at all-time lows. Call us at 972-387. Let me give out the phone number. 972-387-4600. Gosh, we need to send you to radio etiquette school. All right, Tress.
That's why they like me. I don't have etiquette.
But you have to hurry and answer this question, because we're about to come up on another break. Hi. I did a cash out refinance last November. When can we refinance? Thank you.
November.
Short and sweet.
After 12 months, you can do a refinance.
There you go.
If you got a cash out, it takes 12 months to be able to refinance, and you can refinance those to the going mortgage rate that's out there.
Boom. Boom.
All right.
Now we have to take a break.
No, we can answer one more question.
We can answer one more? All right. Bought a house 2 years ago, paid $430,000 down to $340,000. Need 80 to build shop, have 15-year loan. What's the best way to go?
They paid $430,000. I'm assuming that thing's worth $550,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm assuming that they bought that home 2 years ago for $430,000. It might be worth $500,000. They need $80,000 to build a shop. If they need, it says 80. If they only need $80, you're called the wrong show.
Pretty sure it's $80,000.
Yeah, but I'm assuming it's $80,000. But who can buy a $430 house? No, it's a $430. It says listen. If your home's worth $500, it looks like you have about $60,000. You can get out and cash out. Super low rates. I don't know what your rate is, but Bubba, you're probably seeing cash out possibilities around 2.75 to 3.25. You're seeing 30.
Depends on the loan to value
and your credit score.
Yeah,
and our things.
Score. There's other.
You're seeing 30-year cash outs between 3.25% up to around 4% or so, and it can be. And if you have a really low credit score and a high loan to value, your cash outs can be 4.25%, but it's still 2% lower than it was a while back. Mm-hmm. All right, Tress, we got to take a break now.
We do.
We're going to take a break.
Then we're going to come back and answer your
questions. We have a lot of questions to answer.
We have a lot.
Those questions, you got about 20 of them lined up, folks. Thank you. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. We'll let Bubba have something to say when we get back to TexasLending.com
sure.
on the show. I 105.3 The Fan. See, Bubba? Let's hear you, Bubba. Let's do it. It's karaoke. It's called karaoke.
Karaoke.
Gary Alexander. Come on, Bubba. You're doing a horrible job. No one likes the karaoke guy that doesn't sing.
You moved the mic. Come on.
I don't
know this song. I thought it was the other one.
All right, that's the rule. Never sing a karaoke song where you don't
know
all the
Wichita
words.
Lineman.
Well, he had his mouth full.
I hate when the karaoke guy starts humming the song halfway through because they forget the words and they get nervous.
Yeah.
You
know? That's why karaoke has the words up on the screen.
I like when they do that on American Idol and they go, oh.
You root for that? I don't. That's a horrible thing to root for.
They forget the words.
Well, that happens.
You know, it makes Hollywood me so nervous. It makes me like, okay, I need another beer. That guy's making me nervous. He doesn't know the song that he's... All right, sorry. We are back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show. And it's Glenn Campbell Saturday, if you didn't know it.
Surprise.
And it's official. So Tress, one of the things I want to say that we had a person text in earlier. Can we still do pre-approvals with this whole mortgage, this explosion in mortgages? We have a team who only does purchase loans here. And they continue to only do purchase loans to get you pre-approved. We will not let them. As a matter of fact, they try to pick up a refinance loan, we slap it out of their hands. That's what they do. No. Our purchase team, they do purchase loans. And that's designed for you to be able to work with someone who's going to get you pre-approved, closed on time, pre-qualified, a pre-approval letter, so they're focused on purchase. Because what if we didn't? If we didn't do that, exactly at this time, mortgage companies that have refinance and purchase loan officers are not going to take your purchase call. But we are at TexasLending.com because we have our purchase team, and we're here at 972-387-4600. Trust.
Back to those questions.
Ask questions.
Okay. Oh, $352,860, 4% rate, 30-year conventional loan, VET, so we have an option to use a VA, Flower Mound, 75028.
You have a $352,000 loan. It's a 30-year conventional, they said. Very important. It's currently not a VA loan.
I wonder.
The thing is, you can refinance it on a VA loan, but the problem is you can only streamline a VA loan if your current loan is a VA loan. Then you already have a VA, you've been approved by a VA, and you're just dropping your rate, so there's no appraisal. They have a conventional loan. If they want to go to VA, they got to get a VA appraisal. Those take longer than normal appraisers.
Mm. Plus, there's a funding fee.
So they might want to stay conventional here.
Yeah, stay
because conventional. They're not going to have the funding fee for the VA. They don't have to wait the extra time for the VA. That's going to be something for you VA. You VA purchases, you might have to take longer to wait for the VA appraisers. There's only so many of them.
Wow.
But the nice thing, and they not only do VA appraisals, they do conventional loans, and so they're going to be tied up. Anyway, to $352,000 at 4%, we see 15 years around 2.5 right now. Give or take an eighth. Depending on whether you're paying a point, not paying a point and such. We've even seen as low as 2.25 this week, depending on the day of the week. I expect that a lot of the credit lines are going to start raising their rates to be able to slow down the onslaught of business. So you need to get this thing locked in now because you could see rates 0.5% higher in a couple weeks as lenders start baking in margin in order to make margin calls. They're going to start because they're going to have to make it up in the back. If they got to start paying out thousands of dollars to lock your loan for 6 months because it's not going to close for 6 months, they're going to have to bake in that margin up front so that they can – anyway, that's what's going on. If you are on the front end right now, this avalanche could get worse in the mortgage business.
Now's the time.
Now's the time. Do not wait. Do not pass go. Do not pay $200.
You collect $200.
Collect $200?
Yeah.
Well, you can only do that with a cash out.
So. There you go.
Okay, Trust, next.
All right. 817 credit score, about $97,000 left on the loan. What would my refinance rate be about? Also, what's the fee?
Well, your credit score, it really depends on your equity position. You have a $97,000 loan. On the smaller side, your rates are going to be a little bit higher. Once your loans start getting under about $180,000, you can start seeing rates go up for people. As you get down to $97,000, your rates can be higher. But this person can still probably see on a 15-year loan somewhere near closer to 3% on that, 2.75% to 3%, somewhere in there.
Okay.
On a 15-year, and on a 30-year in the low threes. I don't know what their current rate is. It just says what they owe their credit score is. Next, Tress.
All right. How long after Chapter 13 is dismissed until you can convert a home equity loan to a conventional fixed loan?
You know, it's not how... Okay, hopefully it's discharged and not dismissed. There's two different words. Dismiss means you didn't finalize it. You went into a Chapter 13, didn't complete it. You never paid everything back, and then you dismissed it. Well, that's bad.
Yeah.
Now, a discharge is different, and so you're going to need, about 4 years after the bankruptcy?
If it's Chapter 13, it's 3.
Yeah, and Chapter 13 versus Chapter 7. So you can, on getting cash. No, listen, I got to tell you what. There's also a loan program that we have here with our non-QM team, all right? And our non-QM team can do a loan a day after a Chapter 13 bankruptcy on cash out. These rates are a little bit higher.
Mm.
So, and the loans take longer because they're manual loans. They don't go into institutional investors that are streamlined. They are manually underwritten, manually processed. They're reviewed, and so they take longer. And with this world that's going on right now, if you're thinking about getting cash, you can do it now, but it's just going to take probably 2 months to get that thing done.
Mm. All right.
As a matter of fact, if you've been hearing our commercials that we can close loans in 10 days, everyone right now, figure 3 weeks for an appraisal. Right, we're already at 2 weeks for an appraisal. Mm-hmm. We're being told, and that's right here in Dallas County. And that's going to expand to about 4 to 6 weeks here very, very quickly. That's for everybody. There are no more appraisers. So if you're an appraiser out there, make sure you wear your seatbelt. We need you. Okay? Trust. Go ahead.
And keep your hands and feet in the car.
Yes.
All right. What is the best way to get pre-approved?
The best is to make a phone call.
972-387-4600.
Or go online and get your information in there. Our purchase team will call you. We'll get your information. We will get it to our underwriters. They'll verify that, and we'll get you pre-approved. Again, we can manage your business at TexasLending.com because we can slow down our marketing. Where other people who service loans, they can't slow down their phone calls for the people that they're servicing. We can manage your loan here. Call us, 972-387-4600. Tress.
Here we go. $90,000 remaining on a 30-year loan. Home appraised at $175,000, 3.25% with payments at $1,250 because it keeps getting hit with negative escrow. Credit score hovering between 580 and 600. Don't believe I could get a lower rate, but what about a home equity loan?
Well, one of the things there, it says the payment keeps going because they have negative escrow. Those are snails that complain. That's what negative escrows are. They're non-positive escrows. Okay, so their tax bill keeps going up. And here's the deal: all of you at home, your home value was $250. Now it's $350. Your tax bill is going up, but the interest rates are going down. And so people are paying much more on taxes now than they are on the interest on their mortgages. They're at 3.25. Their 580 to 600 score would be an FHA loan. They're not going to get a better rate than their 3.25 right now. Mm-hmm. Not with a 580 to 600 score. It's just not going to happen right now. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, they're at 3.25. If their credit score gets above 620, they might be able to get it to 2.75. Still not worth it. They only owe 90, right? Mm-hmm. If they wanted to get cash out, it would be the same thing we talked about, the non-QM.
Yeah.
That'd be the non-QM loan. You can get it. Expect rates around 5.5 or 6. After 12 months, you might be able to, or 7 maybe, Bubba? Oh, Bubba's saying he's seeing them higher on the non-QM loans, yes. On the cash outs. So.
Depends on the credit score. I mean, like I said, yeah. He said 580, so, I mean, yeah. You know, that's going to be 70 LTV for cash out.
Yeah, and their equity position, how much cash they're going to get out.
Rates are in the eights on that.
The loans are possible. They have higher rates, but they can be refinanced after a year after you get everything caught up.
It's a Band-Aid loan, really.
A Band-Aid loan to get everything caught up, get your credit scores up, then you refinance after 12 months into a conventional lower rate. That's how those things work. People do them all the time. They're great. Okay, Tress, one more?
Excuse me, do one more? All
yes.
Right. Our current loan, 2018, $296,000 left, 4.5% interest, last tax appraised, $385,000. They both have 780 credit scores, $200,000 income, zero credit debt, $20,000 auto loan, $400,000 in student loans. What can we expect in a refinance rate? They paid $340,000 for their home.
$400,000 in student loans.
Wow. Whoa.
That's all I want. I want to go to a break now. My head hurts. I can't answer the question.
That's all
I heard is $400,000 in student loans.
They were going along, and I'm going, what are they talking about? They're living the dream. And then all of a sudden, you said $400,000 in student loans.
They're living the scream. Okay. So your $296,000 loan at 4.5 can be refinanced right now to a 30-year, probably just below 3%. On your loan amount, you're going to probably save 1.5% there. You're going to save $300 a month in interest payments, probably $300 to $400 a month in interest payments.
That you can apply to those
student loans. $400 can go about $4,800 a year towards your student loans, and when you are 113, you'll have them paid off. All right, Trust, we have to take a break.
We got to take a break.
They do make good money, though, so hopefully they can apply some of that money towards their student loans.
Yeah.
I hope you like paying all those professors all that money.
Hopefully that's just a zero that's missing, and it's only $40,000.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Trust, we got to take a break.
We do.
It's Glenn Campbell Saturday on the TexasLending.com show. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
There it is.
I am a lineman for the county.
See? here on TexasLending.com loan officers.
And I drive
answer
the
phones
road.
For mortgages.
Come on, Gary. Come on.
Overload.
All right.
To lock a loan.
Karaoke is come to an end. We don't have any more time for singing. We have to get to your questions. Tress, this is the TexasLending.com mortgage show if you're tuning in.
That's the greatest song.
Making ever. More people want to go back to bed than bad 80s pop music songs. Okay, Tress.
That was a 60s song.
All right, here we go. I have a mortgage. I owe $123,000. I have a credit score of 780, and I want to refinance. My current interest rate is 4.75%. I would like to finance, but the only problem I have is my husband was in an accident last year, and he is currently on workers' comp. Would it be worth it for me to refinance? I would like to refinance for 15 years as I have 18 years left on my loan. It's an FHA home loan. Oh, yeah. Now I haven't thought about people on workers' comp.
You had me at 4.75, Tress. They're at 4.75. They can refinance to a 15-year at 2 3/4 right now.
Conventional.
Even with her hubby on workers' comp?
Well, they can go conventional.
All the debt ratio. It's all going to depend on debt ratio.
Yeah, they want to go conventional. They're on FHA right now.
Right.
And they want to go to conventional. On a 15-year on their loan size, it's probably going to be closer to 2 3/4. You know, if they want to pay a point, probably 2.875.
It's a question of debt ratio. The workman's comp,
lesser issue.
We have to see their
income documentation. Here's the thing on FHA loans.
How much money does she make? Yeah. You know, they're not going to look at workman's comp because
it's workers' comp.
Not 3 years.
Here's a couple things I want to point out.
Continuance.
If they can go with a streamlined FHA, they could go through a streamlined FHA as long as their payment's going down, and then you have to do You just have to verify the job, don't you? Mm-hmm. You still have to do verification of employment, even though there's no appraisal. The nice thing about FHA streamlines, though, is that you don't require an appraisal on an FHA loan, on FHA streamlines. So VA loans and FHA streamlines, no appraisal required. You are the people that can get your loans closed faster because the VA loans streamlines don't require an appraisal. FHA don't require an appraisal. Everyone else is going to wait in line for a month for an appraisal to get done. So you, if you want to take a look at the FHA streamline, take a look at it. We'll see what kind of income you make. If she can qualify with her income. But then again, on a VA stream, there's no income requirement, just a verification of employment to verify that they're employed. So we'll take a look on that one and see. Tress, next question.
Okay. Interested in refinancing. I owe $187,000 on a 30-year VA loan. My home is worth $226,000. Rate is 3.75 and credit score is 823. What rate will I qualify for and how much will it cost me to refinance?
One thing I want to point out before Bubba gets in is that we read reports this week that Ginnie Mae, who takes on these VA and FHA loans, Ginnie Mae has not issued a lower rate bucket yet. If all their loans get refinanced, there's going to be a lot of servicers that are in trouble because they're going to lose 70% of their portfolio. So some servicers who can't manage the refinancing of their portfolio are going to lose their portfolio. And so Ginnie Mae is aware of that, and they have not issued. It also depends on the time when they issue new bond rates. Sometimes they have to wait a little time to do that. They haven't done that yet. You're probably your best case scenario is about 2 3/4 on a 30-year VA.
My buddy Brad's in there closing right now. VA Earl 2.75.
And so listen, you're at 3.75. You owe 187. If you drop 1% on your rate, you'll save $150 every month in interest. On 187, they'll save $150 in interest every month. You can apply that. Mm-hmm. You can apply that towards one soda drink at a Cowboys game. $150 a month. So,
you have less fees on a VA Earl. You don't have processing or underwriting. You just have your title fees and your escrow fee. No appraisal.
Yep. On a streamline. If they said they're VA, so there's streamline refi, 2 3/4. It was at TexasLending.com. No appraisal. Call now. Do not pass go. Don't collect $200. Trust next. We have a minute left.
We have a minute left.
We have 100 questions.
There's 100 of questions, Ann.
I know. Hello, my husband and I want to purchase our first home. I have a 755 credit score, and my husband is a veteran and has a 632 score. Together, we make about $75,000 a year. Is there any way we could get a loan? I currently have a work permit while waiting for my residency. Could we still apply?
The best way to get a loan is to walk away from everybody else. Then you're alone. Okay. We only have a minute left, so I apologize because this is our last question.
You can zero down VA loan, 632. You can do it.
Yep. Your VA loans, 632 qualifies, make $75,000 a year. They can get a VA loan. We can get your free qualifications. It doesn't say they're a veteran, right?
Yeah.
Where does it say that? Is it hidden in there? So, yeah,
my husband is a veteran.
So you can call TexasLending.com.
She's waiting residency.
Yes.
With a work permit.
Yeah, you can get a VA loan. You can qualify. We have 15 seconds left. The rest of you need to go online. We've shut down Google. That means we can take your phone call here when you call us off our advertising at TexasLending.com. Stay tuned for next week, and we'll share you the update on the onslaught of refinances in the mortgage world on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.